This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a study. I think it came out yesterday in the news, but I didn't get to it because I don't know what I was talking about yesterday. But there was a study that it has shed light on what Americans think. And it's basically a study saying that there is a rise in Americans who think vaping is more dangerous than smoking. So what they're doing is they're studying what Americans think. And then it goes all over the news, and I got this from a British source. And so one is it makes Americans look like, okay, we have nothing better to do than to study what we think. Two, it makes us kind of look a little dumb, right? In that, you know, we think that smoking is safer than vaping. No, we don't. Right? And then why aren't we actually studying the vaping? I mean, why are we studying how people are interpreting the studies? And I get it's science. Okay, and I like some of that science. You got the bench research in the labs and that kind of stuff, and then you got this kind of science, which I have to admit I dig, and I'm actually doing a little research in some of these things on, you know, how people think and, you know, whatever. But I really don't want to do a study on how people study studies. Okay, because we're not going to change the way we do a study. You could study all you want on how we do a study and how people study these studies, but if you're not going to change a study or study how to change a study to enable people to study a study that you think should be studied, ain't going to get studied. You got it? So, basically, I think this stuff is stupid. They say Americans increasingly think e-cigs are just as bad for people. Good! I think e-cigs suck! Good! Let people think they're bad. This whole e-cig thing is one hell of a cluster. Do you guys realize what we did? We were working so hard to get people off smoking, you know, and we had these campaigns, and we put sick people up who really didn't want to have their picture taken, I don't believe, you know, and showed their tracheotomy tubes and showed them cachectic and looking like they were on death's door and made the pictures black and white and scared the hell out of everybody. That they're like, you know what, fine, I'll stick this metal vaping flavored nicotine diode looking combustible whatever the hell in my mouth and let it blow up in my fingers, let it blow up in my face because I'm scared of smoking. This is on us, people. And then we find out, maybe it's not that healthy. Maybe whatever you're breathing in, this hot metal, drippy, contaminant, chemical, combustible, vapor, ain't the healthiest. And people are like, really? And so researchers at Georgia State University say the public has received mixed messaging about the safety of e-cigs, leading to confusion and wariness. You think? Now, what scientists want, though, is the science to be exact. So scientists do not want you thinking that vaping is worse than tobacco if the science isn't there yet. Now, you and I are like, well, the science is going to be. I mean, any of this crap going into your lungs has got to be bad. But the science is like, no, but you can't say. You can't say it's worse. You see, somebody like me doesn't do that well in science. And the reason why is I love hyperbole. I love exaggeration. You know? So it's like when it's lunchtime, I'm like, I am so hungry. I am starving. Now, when I used to work in a lab, the scientists would be like, that's inaccurate. I'm like, what are you talking about inaccurate? I'm hungry. I'm starving. Are you really starving? Look at you, girl. You got a big butt. I sincerely doubt you're starving. Like, what do you want me to say? Just say, you know, your appetite is increasing. You're ready to, you know, consume some food for lunch. I'm not going to talk like that. I'm hungry. I am hungry. I want to eat. Okay? I'm not going to sit there and be scientifically exact, right, and assume that the standard deviation and the N number and my hypotheses and all the other crap words we use in science, right, fit what I'm saying when it comes to me being hungry. Same thing with vaping. Okay, I'm a doctor, and being an MD, I technically get the scientist title because I did a lot of science and I had to do a lot of research, you know, and so I technically get to be a scientist. But when it comes to vaping, I'm not going to be like, well, you know, it's still controversial whether the vaping mechanisms and the mechanism of vaping, you know, introduces any contaminants into your life. I'm just going to say, guys, vaping sucks. Okay? Now, the terms vaping suck or vaping sucks, not really jiving with the whole scientific community, but common sense. And so what really ticks me off, and this is why my panties are all up in a bunch, what really ticks me off is when this study comes out trying to shame us into not bagging on vaping, because technically tobacco is worse. I get what they're doing. I get what they're doing. Well, number one, science has to be exact. Number two is they don't want people to go back to smoking cigarettes because they're scared to death of vaping. I get that and I appreciate that. But if you have a group of individuals who are scratching their scalps going, I don't know if I trust this stuff, let them use their instinct and let them scratch their head. Let them raise an eyebrow. But don't make us look stupid. All right? So they say people think vaping is bad as triple since 2012. Good. We have a vaping epidemic. Some of these vaping pods have more nicotine than cigarettes. I think that's dangerous, and I think potentially, if the science studies it, they could find that to be more hazardous in the long run. So they're both bad. No smoking, no vaping. Let's move on. Don't make us look stupid. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day. for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So this was an interesting email I got. Brian writes, "So I want your opinion on Joe Biden. I know you're a fan. But let me ask, well, I need to correct that. I've always liked Joe Biden. I just thought he was, like, I've just always been, you know, not in terms of his political beliefs, but I like the guy, and I thought that he would be the best person to run against Trump, because Trump would probably win. So, yeah, I'm a fan, but let's kind of, yeah, there's some caveats there. But anyway, he goes, "But let me ask you, don't we want as president someone who's more dominant, quote, caveman, as you put it, rather than docile. Now, I'm not going into his email, but where he's going is Joe Biden now is on the chopping block because of him being accused now for, I believe, a kissing on the back of the head and making Lucy Flores, who is a former Nevada assemblywoman, feel, quote, uneasy, gross, and confused. And Joe Biden, who was probably going to be a front runner for the Democratic Party to run against Donald Trump, may be now out. And there's a lot of now discussion of, is Joe Biden, and he is a very popular man, is he going to be considered, quote unquote, creepy? Now, apparently, what Flores, who was one of Nevada's first, I believe, Latina state lawmakers, served two terms in the assembly, according to CNN, and was the Democratic nominee for lieutenant governor in 2014. She also ran in the party primary for the 4th District Congressional seat in 2016, but did not win. And the House contest was won by former Republican Ruben Kihun. He did not seek re-election in 2018 because he was the subject of a House Ethics Committee investigation to allegations that he sexually harassed two women. He denied any wrongdoing, but he did not seek re-election. So Flores has kind of been in the political arena at a young age. She was in the she was elected to the State Assembly in 2010. She's a lawyer, went to law school. And then she, you know, she seemed to have a real promising career. And she apparently had earned her GED. She said, after my mother left my family when I was 9 years old, and without a support structure at home or in school, I got involved in the only thing I had, gangs and negative influences, Flores wrote on her website in her story. And she said, law enforcement and inadequate school policies, according to CNN, pushed me to the school-to-prison pipeline. A pipeline that is all too present for so many young people in our country today. By the age of 15, she said I was on juvenile parole, and by 17, I had dropped out of high school. So she got her GED at her community college in Nevada, then transferred to USC, got her law degree at UNLV Boyd School of Law, and then launched her political career. So she kind of had this amazing story of, you know, being able to, you know, rise up from some, you know, turmoil that she had in her past. But during the 2016 congressional campaign, she had endorsed, I guess, Bernie Sanders against Hillary Clinton. And that might have also maybe hurt some of her political career. I don't know, because I, Nevada, a lot of people in Nevada love Bernie Sanders. And, she's been still kind of busy in politics. But apparently what it ended up happening, from what I understand, was during one of the rallies or whatever, she was with Joe Biden, and when Joe Biden met her and hugged her or whatever, he kissed her on the back of the head. Now, I've had, shall we say, interactions with people that you aren't expecting a kiss, and you get a kiss, and some of them know how to plant it right on your mouth. They know how to, you know, and it is a little creepy. It's actually very creepy, especially when they get it on your mouth, because I'm like, look, don't be giving me any communicable diseases. And I have also hugged people where something accidentally happens. And I'm like, it's okay. You know, if their mouth is open and it accidentally kisses my head. Now, you know, stuff like that happens. And so some people have accidentally hit my butt. And I know some of the guys out there going, it wasn't an accident. You know what? It didn't seem creepy. It didn't seem premeditated. So I'm going to chalk it up to an accident. And I'm getting good at knowing what's an accident and what's not. Women have that sixth sense. So the concern I have is, I mean, there's a few concerns with this. I don't know much about where her political career is going. And I know people are accusing her that this is a way for her to get into the spotlight. But then on the other end, I mean, you know, being kissed on the head is odd. That's just not the most. I mean, if it's somebody younger than you that you're close to, like, you know, my nephew or something like that, yeah, I'm going to, you know, do a kiss on the head. If it's a political candidate you've never met, that is odd. It's very awkward. And so here we go now with Brian going, okay, so let's now, despite things being wrong and inappropriate contact, you know, contact, etc., we have Trump in power. And some people love him, some people don't. And Trump is obviously not the most docile. He, whether he's true caveman or not, he is very aggressive. He's very assertive. And he's been, to some of his critics, a stereotypical quote-unquote man. But is that bad for presidency? That's a conversation we really haven't talked about on this. It's kind of tricky. Because, you know, it's really hard to be politically correct and talk about that. But, you know, do we, in our presidency, need or want somebody who is, you know, worried about his carbon footprint, worried about insulting anybody, worried about every single thing they say or do, or looking at people or whatever? Do we want somebody who isolates themselves, doesn't say anything to the media, doesn't talk to women, doesn't talk to anybody of race, of various races, you know, is just very, you know, doesn't want to step on the grass, doesn't want to step on a flower, doesn't want to step on an ant. You know, would that person make a good president? Now, I don't like extremes. I don't want the guy that'll step on a hedgehog. I don't want, you know, marching up to meet the Russians. I'm not a big fan of, you know, dictatorial, peacocking. I'm not a big fan of that either. So I would disagree. We don't want a womanizing, stereotypical jerk. But we are, and this is the elephant in the room that it keeps being brought up in various ways, we are feminizing the man. And is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? You know? Like, you know, my kids will maybe burp and fart, okay? And, you know, as a woman, you're like, okay, well, you know, you can't do that. And, you know, say excuse me and crack open a window and, you know, well, I mean, I'm like, so please crack open a window. I can't breathe. You know, you can't do that. You can't do that. Well, actually, you can. You have a human body. You're supposed to burp. You're supposed to fart. By the way, it's not a man thing. Girls do it, too. We don't admit we do, but we do. You got to let the stuff out. Let the stuff out. Go to a bathroom. Say, you know what? Do all your business in a bathroom so it's enclosed and I don't have to breathe it. But, yeah, get that stuff out. You know, or do we now hold it in, and get irritable bowel? You know, people are in pain. They don't want to cuss. They don't want to, you know, cuss because they don't want to say something inappropriate if they hurt themselves at work. But sometimes if you curse, it, yeah, as long as you aren't saying the Lord's name in vain, it's less painful. You know, we're trying not to be ourselves. And sometimes ourselves are animalistic. And I get we have to control that. There's a lot of things we could get in big trouble for if we don't control our animalistic tendencies. But are we going the other way? You know, should our boys know, and girls, should they know how to fight? Should they know how to duck a punch and field, you know, a kick and you know, protect themselves from a punch? Are we teaching our kids? My dad would try to teach me judo. You know, he had learned that in the Army. Judo was big. That was before Krav Maga came out. But, I mean, I don't want kids fighting at school. I don't want fights. Those are dangerous. But we have a growing population of kids who really don't even know how to block the face. If they can't block, I mean, are we? I don't know. So it's a conversation worth having. 1-877-DOT-SELLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He will hold Americans hostage through the 2020 election when it comes to health care.
Top Democrats like Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer there blasting President Trump over health care.
He promises, re-elect me, and maybe you can take a peek at my backup plan after that.
Schumer and others speaking outside the Supreme Court a short time ago, saying the White House aims to remove pre-existing conditions and strip health care from up to 20 million Americans. The Trump administration did recently back a federal lawsuit aimed at eliminating Obamacare, although the president insists pre-existing conditions will be covered while not explaining in detail. Republican lawmakers in Alabama looking to ban abortions within 2 weeks of conception. Such legislation is to be filed today. It would allow for murder charges related to the killing of a fetus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so apparently the British have been kind of up in an uproar because there were some big balloons flying over London. And these big balloons weren't just pretty yellow and pink and blue balloons or hot air balloons. They weren't those. They were boob balloons. They were giant inflatable breasts. that were placed on rooftops at 4 locations on London. And it was coinciding with the UK's celebration of Mother's Day. As part of a campaign to destigmatize breastfeeding and pumping milk in public. As a mom, can I say no thank you? And I'll pass. I really don't need... No, please don't do me any favors. I don't need people getting into car accidents looking at a big breast. LV, a smart tech company for women, launched the hashtag #FreeTheFeed campaign. Yeah, it's called Free the Feed. And it's a campaign that perched booby balloons of different sizes and skin tones around London in order to inspire all women to feel safe and comfortable breastfeeding wherever and whenever they might be while nursing their child. They say, we know the giant boobs will raise a few eyebrows. They call boobs. But we want to make sure no one overlooks the way that the stigma has been used to repress women. That's according to Tanya Bowler, CEO of LV. The hashtag Free the Feed campaign is an invitation to everyone to stand with all those women who have felt shamed or confined while breastfeeding or pumping. And I get that. I get that. You know, I mean, I luckily, you know, was able to breastfeed at work. I used a drape, you know, because I wanted the privacy. And we were in rounds, and I had the baby. We were just sitting down rounds. And I had Stoney with me, and I just kind of sat in the back. And I had the drape over me. And he just was a noisy eater. And people started looking back. It's like, sorry, guys. He's, like, hungry. It's feeding time. And, you know, I think it was really distracting. You know, I could have gone to another room, but I didn't want to because I didn't want to miss report. But I got to be honest, I didn't really concentrate much on the report because I was concentrating making sure he was eating. I don't even remember what we talked about. And then, of course, I kind of piped in. But the problem is you're really not supposed to talk while you're breastfeeding. Babies don't like it. My kids hate it when I was talking. And they would yell at me to shut up. Because I'm, like, really noisy. So I have to be quiet so I can't participate in the meeting. I really might as well have not been in the meeting. I'm not saying that for the women. Women be in the meeting. But I really wasn't, you know, very productive, you know, because I'm dealing with, the kid and trying to cover up and trying to, you know, dull out the noise. And I just remember Dr. Ravi Ramanathan, who, a close friend of mine, who's had his birthday coming up. Happy birthday, Ravi, April 10th. And he was my co-chief resident. Just remember him turning and looking, trying to, because like he didn't hear that sound, or he just wasn't expecting that sound. And the look on his face, I just started laughing so hard. And then my kid couldn't feed because I was laughing so hard. And you know, he was just like, oh, okay, that's what you're doing over there. But it was kind of funny. But anyway, the campaign, I guess, you know, is trying to fight back against the stigma around breastfeeding. As instances involve businesses telling women to cover up while nursing their child in public continue to make headlines. One out of every three breastfeeding women say they have had to use a restroom at work in order to pump milk, according to a survey conducted by law firm. In a pool of 2,000 women who breastfed in the last 5 years, more than half were forced to pump in an unsuitable place, including the staff room, car, or at their desk, exemplifying the lack of workplace support for new mothers. Almost one-third of the women surveyed reported having problems with their supply, infections, and anxiety, and almost 30% of these mothers stopped breastfeeding their children earlier than they would have preferred due to the issues mentioned. Now, in the UK, and I believe also in the US, employment law mandates breastfeeding employees have a place to rest. And I think I think the Affordable Care Act mandated that all companies have, I don't know if it was within the ACA, all companies have a room, non-bathroom, where somebody could breastfeed. Which I think is cool. It's just, I think it starts to spur some negativity, which we've kind of talked about. When an employer has to, you know, add extra square footage or change square footage around and he's grumbling, you know, it makes me a little nervous. And it, you know, reminds employers just, unfortunately, that, you know, we women are a little more high maintenance. And as much as I'm pro, you know, breastfeeding and pro us, you know, being able to not fear feeding our kids, we need to be very delicate about how we ram extra stuff for us. And I use that term kind of loosely because when we start to put people on the defensive and we make them feel like they're caught in the corners, for example, okay, you know, women need to have an area to breastfeed. We can't be shamed if we want to breastfeed, right, at work or in public. We don't be shamed, but then employers are going to be in trouble if somebody stares at the woman inappropriately. And if the employer goes, but we have a private place for you, and they don't go, the employer is still in trouble. And this damned if you do, damned if you don't is not a good situation for any person to be in. And so what they end up doing is trying to avoid the situation completely. And I'm very, very cautiously watching what happens if we, you know, see a unspoken discrimination against women who could be at risk for claiming assault, inappropriate wanton looks, lack of support for breastfeeding. It's going to become easier and easier for the average employer to say, you know what, let's kind of pass on the young woman. Let's take the older woman or let's take the man. If you have a bunch of men working together, you don't have as many sexual harassment claims as you do if you have women and men. People also notice if you have all women in one room, there seems to be less sexual harassment claims. So are we going to put ourselves back decades by going, all right, we'll just have the women separated from the men? And I'm hearing from a lot of the guys, look, I don't want to work with a woman because I don't want to be accused. They used to love working with women. Women and guys, it used to be fun in the workplace, but no. Now, mind you, on the flip side, there's a lot of abuse. There's a lot of sexual harassment. There's a lot of BS that happens. And don't be fooled. It still does happen. It's 2019, and I hear of sexual harassment. I hear of assault. I hear of discrimination all the time. But we also have a lot of people innocently just trying to go to work and do the thing. And it's kind of frustrating. So now there's this campaign, you know, where, you know, the boob is going to be in the face. Now, I thought we were trying to desexualize the world. I thought boobs and low-cut blouses and topless women and strip clubs and magazine pictures was against women and against putting and stigmatizing women, and the feminization of women was a stigma. We're trying to stop that. But then it's okay to have these big boobs and say, yeah, but it's okay for breastfeeding. You know, people don't work like that. We either have the boobs out there or we don't have the boobs out there. Make up your mind. Boobs or no boobs. 1-877-DOLLY.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, for April's Autism Awareness Month, Sesame Street is introducing a new Muppet. Julia, the four-year-old Muppet, has with autism. And apparently she's going to have a family. So now Sesame Street fans can meet Julia's parents, a seven-year-old soccer-loving older brother named Samuel, her companion dog, Rose, in a new series of videos and materials on the show's website. Julia will also be the focus of Sesame Street's April 8th episode, in which Elmo, Abby Cadabby, and Alan, yeah, these are all new. Elmo, I know Elmo. I don't know who Abby Cadabby is and Alan. Help Julia overcome her fear of getting a haircut by playing hair salon with her. Though a haircut can be intimidating for any child, the episode highlights that some specific coping strategies a child with autism might use in that situation. Now, I know a lot of people disagree with many of the politics with Sesame Street, but I think this is pretty cool. This is pretty cool. Alright? They say, we hope to show the challenges, but also all the similarities that a family like Julia's faces in everyday life. Educational therapist Dr. Jeanette Betancourt told Today Parents. Betancourt has worked with Sesame Workshop, which is the nonprofit behind Sesame Street, for over 20 years. She is the Senior Vice President of Social Impact for the organization, including at Sesame Street and Autism, See Amazing and All Children Initiative, and helped create Julia and her family. I was asked if I thought Ernie and Bert were gay. And this is a controversy that has gone on now for 30 years. Is Ernie and Bert gay? And my answer to that is, who cares? But no. And people aren't really going to like that answer. But Ernie and Bert don't really dress the best, you know? And they don't have the most sense of style. And I have a lot of gay friends and gay family members. And they would never be wearing shirts, right, with stripes. And so although people say, you know, it would be nice for there to be gay characters on Sesame Street, you know, I use the characters that actually, you know, have, you know, some sense of style. Ernie and Bert, I think, are best buddies. I think they're best friends. And I don't recall, and I was a kid, I haven't seen Sesame Street since I was 5, but I don't recall there being any innuendos. But, you know, people are suspicious. People are suspicious about public programming. And if there's an agenda. But, you know, in terms of kids and, you know, there being, you know, such a large population of homosexuals in the population, I don't think it's wrong to have, you know, representation in these kids' shows. I don't. I don't think it's wrong at all. You know, it is not the Public Education Foundation or whoever sponsors Sesame Street to push any religious agenda, and we don't want them to push any religious agenda. We also don't want them to push any political agenda. Okay, they're not supposed to push any agenda. However, if they do want to have a family on there, and they do want to, you know, if they do want to have some sort of neighborhood and show a typical neighborhood, then that is absolutely in their power to have, you know, Caucasian, African-American, Latina, Asian, autistic, homosexual, transgender. I think that's fine. Now, where I have an issue is when kids are being forced to grapple with subjects that they may not be mature enough to grapple with. Okay, so like, for example, sex should not be anywhere near. Sex should not be anywhere suggested or discussed in Sesame Street. In terms of people living together versus married versus cohabitating, I don't think those subjects are necessary. But if you have, you know, Mary, Bob, and their kids in one house on the street, you have Jack and Michael in another apartment or house down the street, you have, I remember what it was, Luis and Maria, you know, had their family. I remember Mr. Hooper. I remember David. I remember, you know, I'm absolutely fine with that, because this is the world that our children are in. You know, there's a lot of controversy over, you know, how much foreign language should our kids have to learn if this is America and English is the language of America. And my answer to that is, yes, English is America's language, but all these other countries make their children bilingual in school. And we don't really encourage that much. And I think we're doing our children a disservice, them only knowing one language. Now, I believe the most common language spoken, or the more common ones, are Mandarin and Farsi. But in our neck of the woods, there's a lot of Spanish. And so I would suggest in the schools, and they have electives, and you have to take, well, maybe now it's not an elective anymore, but you have to take a foreign language, and, you know, school foreign language isn't immersion. You know, like, my Spanish classes had to do with, you know, ¿dónde está la biblioteca? Where's the library? That didn't really help me when I had to take care of patients in Spanish. So I would suggest more submersion classes to learn the language. But if you come from a family that's not bilingual, you know, I think it's very, very important for a child to have a second language, a third language. I mean, the versatility that we need. And some people say, Dr. Dahlia, it's moot because Google Translate is going to be on all our phones. And we still have to learn how to do math. We still need to learn how to punctuate a sentence. We can't have computers do everything for us. And I really think it's important to learn another language. I'm not saying The Walking Dead is going to happen, but it's very, very easy for us to lose power. For some catastrophe to happen where we lose power. And if we lose power, are you going to be able to converse with your neighbor? Are you going to be able to write a note? Are you going to be able to do the basics? And so the language choice, that's up to the parents. That's up to the family. You know, I would love to learn Mandarin. I would love to learn Farsi. I would love to learn Hebrew. I would love to be even more fluent in Spanish than I am. And I wish I got more foreign language when I was younger. But I believe there should be a choice where a child gets a second language, and there's immersion classes for that. But I really think we should have at least bilingual proficiency of every student that gets out of school. We're talking about real life. You know, calculus to me isn't real life. I forgot all my calculus, but I sure as heck remember my Spanish. Why? Because I use Spanish. So, good for Sesame Street. I think this is excellent. I think that's great. Again, you know, I'm, you know, very cautious of, you know, shows and, you know, and any agenda they have. And Sesame Street has definitely been accused of that. But I think since autism, where are we at right now? 1 in 56 children are on some end of the autism spectrum. 1 in 56. I think there has to be more of an understanding of, you know, what the children go through, what the families go through. So I'm fine with that. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia, don't go away.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.